Hi, everybody. This is Dan Young, the host of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you again for including us in your busy day. In this episode, we check in with Jen Maleka from San Diego, California. Jen is a functional diagnostic nutrition specialist as well as a transformational coach. She also has been a personal trainer in the past, and she loves creating personal health rebuilding programs that are sustainable as well as empowering to her clients so that they become the boss of their health. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio with Jen Maleka. Good day, everybody. Thank you so much for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. We appreciate you tuning in. My name is Dan Young, and as always, we are so fortunate to bring you interviews with practitioners from around the world. Today, we have Jen Maleka with us. She is actually a student and is studying continuously functional diagnostic nutrition. She's also a transformational coach. Prior to this, her personal journey as a personal trainer, and she loves to create personalized health building programs that are sustainable and empower her clients to be the boss of their own health. I love that. Jen, did you make it on the program with us okay? Can you hear me okay, Jen?
Here we go.
Hey.
There we are. I had to push the anchor symbol on my phone. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Oh, good. So you heard me just fine then?
I sure did. Yes.
Oh, well, you're coming through loud and clear on my end. Where are you at right now, Jen?
I am in sunny San Diego, California.
San Diego, California. One of my favorite cities in the world. It's one of the prettiest, cleanest cities I've ever seen in my life.
It definitely is. That's why I live here. I came down here for college and I never left, basically.
I don't blame you. Well, thank you for being on with us today on Total Wellness Radio. We really appreciate it.
Great. Well, I'm excited to be here and to chat with you.
Yeah. So, you know, what I love to do is just kick off for our listeners. I really like to explore the story behind the practitioner, right? I mean, everybody seems to, at least in this business, this industry or business, they seem to have like an experience, either their own personal health or maybe a loved one, a family member that really got their attention and put them on this path. And I really want our listeners to hear what put you on this path.
Yeah. You know, I have always been kind of interested in health and wellness in some kind of way. I was a really active kid growing up and was lucky to have parents who grew a garden and kind of raised me eating like a wholesome meal every night where there was some type of protein, vegetable, and a starch. You know, and back then those were the things that were considered healthy. I know food has evolved so much over time. and so, you know, I wanted to actually be a sports psychologist, which is totally different than what I'm doing right now in some ways, but also very similar. And went to college pursuing a degree in kinesiology on that path and just decided when I was pursuing that I didn't really want to do that. I wanted to do something different and got into personal training, kind of pre-physical therapy stuff. And really what propelled me into the space that I'm in now as a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner was I started having my own health problems. I never got sick. Like I never really ever had any issues. And probably like the latter half of my college years and then into my 20s, I started developing allergies. And eventually I was diagnosed with skin cancer at a really young age. And that skin cancer was not linked to any family history. Nobody in my family had any type of relatable cancer at all. And okay. I was like the healthiest person that most people knew, including myself. So there really wasn't really rhyme or reason for why it had happened.
Okay.
And that's when I just started digging a little bit deeper into what was going on and came across the certification program, functional diagnostic nutrition, which just was like a light bulb moment for me in looking at the body from a functional health standpoint, more of a holistic standpoint. And it was really also starting to, it answered a lot of questions that I was having about the clients that I was working with as a personal trainer. Like I was working with clients who were doing all of the right things. You know, they were tracking their calories, exercising, but they still were struggling to lose weight, or they themselves were getting sick all the time. And I was just, you know, just starting to wonder about how effective some of those things were that I had learned in school. And this path of like functional health really brought to light just, you know, the missing pieces of the health puzzle and what was going on. So since then, I'm happy to say that I've been skin cancer free for a really long time.
Wow. And congratulations.
Thank you. You know, part of that was taking a look and running some functional lab tests and realizing that I had really high oxidative stress and a clogged liver and a little bit of adrenal dysfunction going on and gut bugs and all those things. So I've really done a lot of work personally to clean up my body. And that's what I help my clients do too, essentially, so that they can restore health or just achieve optimal health in general to pursue their dreams in life.
That's beautiful. I love that. Now, did you have some experiences along the lines of like modern medicine that was like kind of left things a little wanting? Like it wasn't really, you know, bringing it clearly the cause of the problems, and that's what kind of pushed in that direction? Or did you have much experience with modern medicine trying to help you resolve it at all?
Definitely. I love that you asked that question because, you know, I just basically touched on the tip of the iceberg in my health story. And in the beginning, you know, with the skin cancer scenario, that was a little bit new to me, you know, getting into the functional health space. It was new. So I don't think that I knew the right questions to ask. And at that point, like I was able to kind of, I was lucky enough that the type of melanoma that I had was not the spreadable kind. So even though I had multiple different places where it was on my body, it wasn't spreading. So I didn't encounter at that time probably as much, as many obstacles in the traditional medical system. But I have to say that back in, gosh, it was now in 2015, 2016, I did start having health issues again. Mm-hmm. And this is when I really started to run into a wall when it came to kind of the traditional or conventional medicine approach. And I was having all kinds of strange and random hormone things that were going on with me. And I went to a couple of women's health specialists through the traditional medical system here in San Diego. And I was left with no solutions, no help. You know, I literally went to multiple physicians who said, I've never seen anything like this before. I don't know what to tell you. You should just keep an eye on it. Mind you, I was having like a 12-day menstrual cycle and my breast was so inflamed that you could feel the heat coming off of it through two layers of clothing. And I was like, that's not really something that I just want to keep an eye on and wait about. Yeah. So I, you know, just really had to take a deep breath and go back to what I do for clients. It's always hard to work on ourselves as a client. And so I took a really deep breath and a step back, and I recruited the help of some of my colleagues to help me look at my own case, and was able to decipher that I was estrogen dominant. Mm-hmm. And through, you know, a serendipitous moment, discovered that I had toxic mold in my home.
Oh, okay.
And then
I was just going to ask you if there was a parasite or a fungal type component to this. So,
Right. Well, so, you know, the interesting thing about that too is that leading up to all of this, Dan, like I had a really clean gut. Everything was looking good. And then all of a sudden, you know, I run a stool sample test on myself every year, and I recommend that my clients do this too, just to like, it's like your annual physical check on your gut health, right?
Sure.
And I had been running these clean stool sample tests. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, my stool sample test started to come back dirty. And I did pop up with parasites and candida. And I was like grinding my teeth and having tinnitus, you know, things, symptoms that kind of correlate with gut bugs. Mm-hmm. And I was racking my brain. I was like, why is this happening? I'm doing all the right things. This shouldn't be happening. And now I look back, you know, hindsight is that I had the mold in the home for a really long time, which made me susceptible, made me a good host for some of those things. And also drove my estrogen really up, because mold can drive estrogen levels high, and then created a domino, a cascade of things that also triggered Hashimoto's. So I was dealing with that as well. I had gained quite a, like 15 pounds slowly over the course of 2 years. Wow. So just like all the, you know, it's funny when you look back, you can see all the pieces, but in the moment I wasn't really seeing that. You know, we get and our normal life, I was like, oh, I'll take care of that later. Or I must just be getting older. I wasn't really paying too much attention to it until I kind of hit a rock bottom moment with my hormones in that 12-day period and my breast being inflamed. I was like, this, something is not right. This is not normal. It's interesting how we will just, you know, deprioritize ourselves in some kind of way. And this is what I teach people too. So it was fascinating. But, you know, the good news is through the help of functional medicine, my knowledge, working with a really great naturopathic doctor who was ordered it, able to order some of the lab work for me that I was not, that I don't have the authorization to run, we were able to look at chronic inflammatory syndrome for me in relation to mold toxicity. Now I have it all like under control and in remission for Hashimoto's and all those kinds of good things. But
absolutely,
it's been frustrating to say the least. And I have to say, this is kind of funny and random, but my dog has had chronic GI issues throughout this period as a result of the mold too. And I feel like I'm constantly bumping heads with the, you know, internists, the specialists, the veterinarians, because they're also in that very traditional, conventional mindset. And, you know, I'm bringing up the idea of pathogens to them and gut bugs. And they're like, oh, that's not a thing. He's a dog. That's totally normal. And I'm like, not in somebody that has a compromised immune system.
That's right.
So
that's 100%. And the thing you're touching on too is that our listeners can clue into and identify with is that there's a myriad of symptoms that can be, you can have over 250 unrelated symptoms and unrelated health issues, apparently unrelated to, according to modern medicine, but yet this one thing can be the underlying root cause of all of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's so fascinating. I mean, and that's the thing. And even through the healing process too, and you know, we have these root causes. So something like mold in the home is a root cause, right? Like that's very specific. Mm-hmm. It's very toxic. Mm-hmm. But when we look at the healing process, just getting rid of the mold is not the solution.
Correct.
You know, it has placed a burden on all systems of my body, on my hormones, my detoxification, my immune system, my nervous system, my energy systems. And so it really, you know, even if you can identify what that singular root cause is, it really requires this holistic approach to bring the body back to normalcy, to balance.
Oh, 100%. And that's one of the things I love about your willing to share this with our listeners, because people need to realize that, you know, the mold is not the problem. The pathology is not the culprit. A compromised immune system is, and usually you're going to find some level of environmental pollutant, metal or chemical toxins are also present, suppressing the immune system responses. And that also carries that cascading effect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. I love, so we're talking the same language. I love it.
I figured we would. I want to back up to something you said in your earlier introduction of your experience about sports kinesiology. Can you explain, because I use kinesiology, but there's all different forms of kinesiology out there. There's a lot of different, you know, variations. Explain to me a little bit about sports kinesiology, just briefly for the listeners.
Yeah. So my major in college was kinesiology, and kinesiology in the definition of it is basically the study of the body, right? And so under the major of kinesiology, there was different topics that you could have an emphasis in. So there was like a degree in kinesiology with an emphasis in pre-physical therapy, or an emphasis in fitness, nutrition, and health, or an emphasis in athletic training. Gotcha. And so I actually chose the emphasis in athletic training initially, thinking that I wanted to work with athletes and in the sports area. So I got to do, you know, I learned about taping ankles and icing and rehabbing athletes and all those types of things. And then decided I didn't want to go that route. And so I switched over my emphasis to fitness, nutrition, and health. And so then I learned just a bunch of broad topics in those areas. Like I had to take biology and, you know, OChem and all physiology and all the fun classes that we take in that study.
Exactly. So now today, tell us, what do you find, like for you, what's the most exciting part of your career today?
Oh, the most exciting part of my career today is empowering my clients who do get stuck in what we call, as functional diagnostic nutrition practitioners, we have this language and we call it the cycle of trial and error. So these are the people that are going to, they're trying to go through doctors or specialists through the traditional kind of conventional system, or even sometimes they're seeing what I would call more holistic or functional minded practitioners, like maybe a chiropractor, acupuncturist, massage therapist, but nobody's like looking at them in the whole picture, right? And they're feeling frustrated.
Sure.
And so I say, you know, my main mission is to help these people, these health minded people, to get their hands on the right lab tests and resources in order to find the missing pieces to their health puzzle so that they can get back to feeling like themselves again.
Yeah.
And that's an empowering aspect, right? That you can have, you know, the power to access a lab test. Like I've literally had clients that have come to me and they say, I've asked my doctor to run this test or to look at this thing and they never did. Like I had a girl that came to me recently and she's 28 and been trying to get pregnant and struggling with it, which at the age of 28, females should not be, your prime fertility is happening. So you shouldn't be struggling to get pregnant.
100%. Yep.
And we ran a Dutch cortisol hormone test on her, and her DHEAS is low, and that funnels the rest of the hormone pathways. And she's like, I knew it. I told my doctor to run that test and they wouldn't run it. And it's been answering the questions for her. So just that empowering piece to give them access, I think, is the part that I enjoy most about the work that I do.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we hear that those similar stories time and time again. We do use a kinesiology approach that helps us identify, you know, where's the stress, what's causing it, and then how to clear it. And that's, so we're both exactly on the same page here. So, I mean, you and I both share that passion for empowering people and putting them on the right path. What do you find that's the most challenging about your career? Because I want to see what the opposite of that excitement side is.
So I would say that the most challenging about of the career is when I do run up against the conventional medical system. So sometimes I literally, you know, once or twice have had, you know, somebody's physician kind of attack me over email and tell me that I don't know what I'm doing because, you know, they feel threatened in some kind of way. So that is a little bit challenging. Mm-hmm. Or when clients might take the information that we're working on and they might take it to their physician to, you know, I always encourage them to get their physician
involved. Absolutely.
Because sure. I talk about this is a collaborative approach and you need multiple people on your health 100%. Team. And so sometimes when that happens, it's not as well received that, you know, the physician will then negate the test results and say that they're not valid. There's not research to show. And when actually there's plenty of research that's out there. They're just not caught up to speed on
right.
the research.
That's what
right?
I find too, 100%.
So I would say that is definitely one of the toughest aspects. And then, you know, it's also challenging when a client doesn't want to do
that's
the work,
it.
Right? Or when they're not ready to do the work. And so that's where I incorporate some of the transformational coaching aspects. Like I'm trained in neuro-linguistic programming, which is kind of like positive psychology. Yep. And I recognize that sometimes it's not their fault, that there's an ecology that's happening. There's an identity that feels threatened by making some of the changes that they're being asked yep. to make. And so we'll really work on the mindset piece to help them get over the hurdle, but it can be, it's yes. a challenge, you know, and it forces me to step up and be a really strong coach to call them out on that yep. sometimes and bring it up. But eventually we get through it, which is awesome.
That's always wonderful to watch that happen. You know, one of my earliest mentors used to say that the only difference between a rut and a grave is 6 feet. And I think that people tend to, you're absolutely right. You're touching on it perfectly. They fall in these ruts where, hey, this is the way we've always done it. Or this is what they say on TV, or I Googled this symptom and this is the predominant education that's out there. And it's like, no, you need to break out of that and realize that, you know, your health is your responsibility. The health you have is the health you created to some degree. There's mm-hmm. a tremendous amount of influence there. You can only blame genetics about 30%. The other 70% is diet and lifestyle. What are you willing to take responsibility for?
Yep, exactly. All of the above.
So now you provide services to your clients as a functional health coaching service. To share with our listeners now, what does that look like? How do people plug into you, Jen? How do they get in touch with these services?
Yeah, so they can hit my website. It's holistichealthboss.com, and holistic is with a W, because my kind of mission or mission statement is empowering the whole body naturally. So holistic is like Whole Foods, for those of you that know what Whole Foods is. Also following me on Facebook and Instagram is the Holistic Health Boss. And I offer a complimentary consultation with everybody that comes my way, because I think that everybody deserves the opportunity to at least explore the possibilities for themselves. And when I work with clients, I work 100% remotely. So that's kind of the beauty of the work that I do, is that oftentimes the majority of the lab tests that I'm using are all urine, saliva, or stool based. So you can do them in the comfort of your mm-hmm. own home. And I ship them to people's houses and they do that. Occasionally we might run a blood test to look at food sensitivities or maybe thyroid or something else that's going on. But even in those cases, they ship the test kit to their home, and then they can take it into a lab or have a phlebotomist come to their home to draw the blood, which is awesome. And then we do all of the work over video call or just phone okay. call and work virtually together. And it really works well for people because, you know, time is of the essence. And a lot of people will ask me, well, how come you don't meet with people in person? I was like, well, in video call, technically right. I do.
Sure.
But I find that even with my clients that live here locally, like literally right down the street from me, they actually prefer the virtual setting, because then they don't have to, you know, worry about the time to drive to a location, or they can do it in the comfort of their own home or in their office or wherever they are around the world. My clients tend to travel a lot, as I do as well. And I work with clients in the United States, in Australia, the UK, mm-hmm. Canada, really all That's over, good. Which is really cool too.
Good for you. That's wonderful. You're having a global impact.
I am. That's the goal. That's what I'm trying That's to do. Awesome.
So let me ask you this question, because we all have like our favorite mentors, people that have really influenced us along our journeys. Who would you want to give credit to for influencing you the most in this journey?
Yeah, so I definitely would love to give a shout out to Reed Davis, who is the founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. And I took that certification course back in 2012. And Reed and I still actually, we work pretty closely together. I co-teach an intro course with him for FDN, and we do a lot of events together. We just had the FDN annual conference. We go to the Paleo Effects conference in Austin, Texas every year, and he just inspires me all the time with what he says and the, you know, what he's done, like the platform that he has created for people like myself to really pursue a career that they are passionate mm-hmm. about, and helping people. So he's definitely somebody that is at the top of my list when I think of who my mentors
are. So Mr. Reed Davis, right? He's the creator yep. of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition.
And yes,
we'll be
he
sure
is.
And give him a shout out when we get ready to post this episode. I think we want to make sure and give credit where credit's due, right?
Yes, definitely.
So share with me some of your future goals. Like, where do you see yourself for the next 3 to 5 years with this? You're having such an amazing impact. You've already had an impact on yourself. You're working with people around the country and around the world. What are some of your future goals with functional diagnostics?
Yeah, I want to continue helping people all over the world. I think I will always, always be helping, be working directly with clients. I also see myself evolving into mentoring other practitioners in this space. That's something that I'm kind of already doing by co-teaching the intro course with FDN. And there's more than a couple. I have about 27 to 35 practitioners that work under me now that mentor uh-huh. under me, because that's really how I get to have a greater impact. Like, I can only do so much as one singular yep. person. So if I can help these other practitioners to work with their clients, then we all, you know, that's expansive, mm-hmm. right? And so that's where I'm starting to move. But I always envision myself as being somebody that's got their boots on the ground, that's working one-on-one with clients to be in the practitioner's sure. shoes, so that I also know how to mentor them. And I love the work. I could never give up working one-on-one with people yeah. ever.
It's such a joy it's a joyful obligation when you know what you know, and then you can share that with others and they can take up the gauntlet with you, so to speak.
Yes, exactly.
So for our listeners, I want you to really dig deep here. Jen, I want you to come up with a couple of pieces of advice, something that, like, you know, every listener to the podcast will benefit from hearing you say and share with them.
Yeah. So my first piece, the first thing that comes to mind right away is don't settle for anything less than what it is that you deserve. So having been somebody that's, you know, run up against so many challenges in the conventional and like traditional medical system, don't stop pursuing, because there is somebody like myself or another practitioner out there that can help you. And you have to be your own advocate. So if you just settle for what it is that you're dealing with, and you're never going to find the solution. You have to be your own advocate. So don't settle for anything less than what it is that you deserve. And I think my other piece of advice too is to really tune into your own body, because regardless of what all the information is out there, you know, it's so fascinating is that currently right now we think we know the best of the best information, but as we've learned over evolution of time is that information is constantly evolving. Like at one point in time, we thought the earth was flat, and now we don't know that.
Right.
And also, you know, another point in time, we thought that fat was bad for us. And now we're learning that it's not. But really I think that intuitively we know these things if we just tune in to our own bodies instead of getting distracted or overwhelmed by all the information that's out there. Like I have so many clients that come to me and they're like, I tried a paleo diet. I tried Whole 30. I've tried this. It's not working for me. Why is, you know, it works for other people. And one of my kind of things that I like to tell people is that, you know, there's a difference between eating healthy and eating right for your body. Eating right for your body will incorporate healthy foods, but not every healthy food is right for your body. Or that you are unique and therefore your diet should be too. So we can use this information that's out there as kind of a guide or a framework, but ultimately we need to tap into ourselves, and our body really holds all of the answers. Yep. And I think my third piece of advice would be to really pay attention to your gut health. So like I mentioned earlier, you know, something that I do for myself is I run a stool sample test on myself at least once a year. And I recommend that my clients do this too, kind of looking at that as part of your annual physical, especially if you're somebody who travels internationally or you deal with a lot of stress in your life through work, or if you've had traumatic events recently, all these things that can negatively impact our gut health. That's something that you really want to keep up with, because the gut is probably the biggest key to our health overall, as we're starting to understand it better in terms of the fact that it houses our immune system. It's where nutrients are absorbed. You know, I think that someday we're going to be calling the gut the first brain instead of the second brain, because we know that there's that gut brain access between, and the vagal nerve is like the communication center there. And we're starting to realize now that, you know, the bacteria and things that are going on in our gut are actually dictating what the brain is doing, 100%. Right? And so we got to pay attention to gut health. And so I think those would be my three big things that I would want your listeners
to
know.
That is absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate, you know, you're talking about gut health, and that's one of the things clinically we focused on for the last 20 years, for sure. The, even with mental health and mental health issues being a real big issue, and we're still exploring some of that, we know that 90% of serotonin, 50% of dopamine is produced in the gut that runs the brain. Yep. But yet I have a psychiatry friend of mine here in Cheyenne who finally has started referring clients to me because they're sick of the side effects of modern medicine's approach with the psychotropics, thinking that that's a real solution, and it really isn't. And they're realizing that when you get the gut health straightened out, you get the microbiome where it belongs. And like you said, like everyone's diet should be unique to them. It's called structured flexibility, right? I mean, we have a structure that I work on best under. You have a structure, but we have to, within that, be flexible to identify how our body performs best. And I really appreciate how you explain that. Those are top shelf three pieces of advice that everybody should be applying. So thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. You're very, very welcome.
One more time, Jen, I want you to tell everybody listening the best way to contact you so people can get connected with you with ease.
Yep. So you can go to my website at holistichealthboss.com, and that's holistic with a W, so W-H-O-L. And then also on Facebook and Instagram, you can find me with Holistic Health Boss as well.
Jen, thank you again so much for being on Total Wellness Radio. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure. Yeah, let's do it again real soon, okay?
Sounds right. Good.
So for Jen Maleka, and this is Dan Young, thank you again, everybody, for making us a part of your busy day with Total Wellness Radio. Look forward to having you tune in next time. That will do it for Total Wellness Radio. Thank you once again for tuning in. And just to mention as a reminder, don't forget about our 6-day mentorship program for practitioners who really want to thrive in the natural wellness industry and build a long-lasting, sustainable, prosperous business. We do a 6-day hands-on immersion where for 4 days, you follow me and my staff around. We see well over 120 people in clinical practice. Plus, we spend day 5 in the classroom putting your practice all together on paper in the practice creation form. And finally, day 6, hands-on drilling with nutritional kinesiology, one of the most effective of ways to evaluate a client's needs that there is today. So for reaching out to us on that, just call me directly, 307-631-5300. The number 307-631-5300 for more information on our 6-day mentorship program. And thank you once again for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.